interesting stuff while we're waiting.
Okay, I'm good.
It's been fascinating, the numbers. It was just fascinating because I thought most DRs are evenings and nights, to be honest, but not the case at all. And it wasn't the case in Beaver either when we looked at it.
All right. So we are, this is Milford Area Healthcare Service District number 3. We're getting out of executive and back into the main meeting. I will accept a motion to accept the new contract with the doctors, the ER doctors.
Beaver Medical Clinic.
And the Beaver Medical Clinic.
I'll make a motion to accept the new contract as explained by the administrator for the ER.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. We don't.
That's all I had on the important stuff. I think Guy's got a bunch of...
Guy, what do you got to say?
Quick, down and dirty. We closed the Wells Fargo account. We voted on that last meeting or 2 meetings ago, I think. And that's all been finalized and done. And smell report, we have had a little bit of smell the last couple of weeks, just a little bit, but we're kind of like crying in our beer right now because of the leak. I don't know what that was.
It's the projector.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, if we have to take out all of the stuff and redo the venting, we're going to do it. We're not going to live with this smell forever. So if it comes down to
we're working toward it.
We're going to do it. So.
Oh, I forgot a couple of things. Well, there's a couple other little quick things. I kind of got them out of order. The ED door, we're just waiting for Tusher to come give us a date. The doors are in Salt Lake waiting for us. And as soon as they give us a date, which they said they thought they would be ready by the end of the month, so we're just waiting for them to commit to a day to start. And then the doors have to have a two to three week scheduling period so we can get them shipped down and installed.
Okay.
So that's where we're at that.
And are we going to redo all the flooring?
No, we're not doing all
blood red?
We will be doing the flooring in the emergency department bays and the adjacent work area to the north.
Like the promoter who decided that.
Last other thing we're working on, ambulance purchase. We're down to 2, possibly 3 vendors. Michaela's been working on that. They've been seeing ambulances by other vendors, things like that. So they've got a really good kind of a grasp on who they want, but they're down to a couple different vendors right now. There's still a backlog of about 2 years on ambulance purchases. But the gap is shortening. So we were honestly thinking that maybe we would request equipment as for our EMS grant this coming year and hope the gap closes even more so we get an ambulance at about the same time as if we applied a year ahead. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So if we applied again next year, we'd still have to wait probably a year.
Another year anyway.
But if that gap closes even more in 2 years when we reapply, we can purchase it almost immediately. It'll be 6 months or whatever build out. So that's kind of the game plan. And we talked about the CIB grant and didn't think we would probably pursue that, but we're still open to that. If you feel strongly one way or the other, more than happy to look into that.
CIB funding has been tough.
That's what I hear.
But CIB is going to be tough.
It's going to get tougher.
If that's something you want us to push on, I'm willing to dive into that.
I tried to explain to people yesterday at the city council what it's like to ask for more money after you've asked for money. Whoa. It's the dark side of the moon.
Okay. So that's kind of our game plan is the ambulance now, get it in the queue for 2 years out. And then next time we're thinking about power costs, their lift assist. It keeps people from having to lift heavy patients, that kind of
good
work safety issue. And the Bureau of EMS grants some funds for that. We talked to the state just about it last week, and they thought that would be a good option. And then try for the ambulance a year for, like the next year, would be what, 2006.
Right.
2026. And apply for the ambulance then, because hopefully the wait time will be shorter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's kind of our game plan. So.
Cool. So far, you're happy with what we have and the progress of what we're doing? We're looking good.
I think so. I think so.
Good.
And then...
who did we borrow the money for last time when we did ambulances? Was that?
Did we buy the ambulance?
I thought that you did a CIB
and you do a loan with that, right?
Yes. Part of it's under the grant, part's loan.
I know we had to hire bond counsel to do the paperwork, but we paid it off early.
Yeah, they have a loan and a grant, and then that's what I understood.
Yeah.
And I think in the future, if we do what we're doing and the UPL program is working, we might just not do that.
Just buy it outright. Yeah.
Do a grant, but then any remaining funds would just be a purchase
balance.
Is there any new information on CPL?
Administrative expense on that.
Yeah.
We had to pay the bond attorney something. I think they gave it. So we went with whoever gave us the best deal. There's two or three now that are doing it.
So it might, in the long run, it might be cheaper just to wait and get the, that's what kind of what we're thinking, the Bureau money has no strings.
Yeah.
As long as we're applying it for the ambulance, there's no, they only give us 100,000. The ambulance is about 260, 270, they keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pay a chunk, more than half, but at least we get the 100,000 free and clear.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our thought.
Yeah.
Would you surplus one ambulance?
Yeah.
We did. We sold two of them.
Is there a pretty good market for
that? I have no idea.
5,000.
No.
The last one for 5,000.
There's
not. No, I don't even think it was that. Was it?
Buy them for 260, sell them for 5. I'm out of that business. I'm good.
Yeah. Appreciation's a little rough.
It's just two of them are in Minersville, of our old ambulances. So, yeah. One of them wasn't.
Do you need for anything else?
I don't think so. Just details for this weekend. Travel. Guys got to think for
that.
Oh, and I've told these guys, but I won't be heading out with you. So I can't go this year.
You're not going?
We're moving. Michelle sold her house, and now we have to get out by X amount of time.
I think that will raise
a lot of stuff in this house.
Oh, wow.
I'll pass these out.
Good deal.
So you'll have, as you've been... Did you go? You went once with us, didn't you?
I went to Phoenix.
So same thing. So you're all familiar. So same thing. Great meetings, good education. Just an FYI, on Tuesday, Christy, my wife, rented a bungalow. Okay.
For fun.
So it's all day long. It'll just be available. So come and go as you please. And for your spouse or whoever is going, they're welcome to hang out with Christy, Diana, and Lachelle. They'll just be around. So,
where are the male strippers coming in?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to, but now I'm not comfortable, so I'm not going to do it.
Get it in the minutes.
I can't get it between the meetings. So.
Okay, so
couldn't fit it in.
I'm working on Tyler, though.
Oops.
No comment.
I just think we all ought
to. Okay.
That's pretty much what you emailed out, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, just a hard copy.
Are any concerns going to Salt Lake? Anybody need anything going up?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a crew cab if anybody needs to ride for any reason or anything like that. I'm more than happy to.
No, but I probably, I'm not driving into that airport. I'll take that hotel shuttle to and from.
But you're also welcome to just go with us.
That's all right. I have Iva going.
We
got suitcases and.
Okay.
I think
so. We'll be fine.
So
we'll meet you there.
I have a passenger.
We'll meet you there.
Okay.
You're good for anything going.
Yeah, I think my only concerns are flying since planes are falling out of the sky. But
yeah, don't watch the news.
It won't be a concern for long, Brendan.
Right? A couple more days.
Wrong.
That's part of our retirement plan, right?
The good news is that it doesn't last long.
It's a quick flight.
No, I've never been. I haven't been into Salt Lake Airport for 15, 17, 18, 25 years. I don't know.
It's changed.
You recognize it.
I'd say as long as we can kind of coordinate.
So we're on Delta, right?
You don't have to go through that tunnel anymore.
Yeah, gotta go through that tunnel.
And that wasn't as bad as
many
people
terminal.
Made it sound at all.
It's not bad.
No.
Well, as long as you don't have the snow that you guys had last night.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was terrible.
Yeah, I already checked on that. Yeah. We don't.
We land, we landed, and there was like 28 inches of snow.
Oh, more.
Sideways, landed sideways.
Uh-huh.
I did not.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really fun.
And we had to get our cars out.
The car out was the worst.
And then we had to spend an extra night.
Well, no one knew where the cars were.
No, it was too much snow.
All there was mounds, and then he hits his horn so we could see things flashing. We're like, oh, there's the cars over there. It was crazy.
Lori, before you go, if you have any issues getting to the hotel on Saturday night,
I have no issues.
Or the airport or anything, text me. You have my number.
I will, okay.
Okay.
But I won't. But thank you.
Okay. Same goal.
She'll manage.
All right. All right.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
See
you. Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
And I think that's it, actually.
Hey.
So.
All right. Well, that was a tough one.
So, do we have any idea about Nanette?
Yeah.
So, do you want to end the board meeting?
Yeah, let's end the meeting. The next meeting we had scheduled, our scheduled meetings was March 26th, next month, at noon.
Okay.
And we'll do the lunch there and that kind of thing. This was kind of a cropped up.
Right.
Did to have
right.
We had to get it done.
Right. So, we'll plan on that if everybody's good with that.
Okay.
March 26th? Yeah, I already have it written down.
Yeah.
No, guys, I'm sorry about this. The meeting is adjourned, by the way.
Okay.
Turn this off.
This is the meeting.
Yeah, the meeting is adjourned. I just wanted to...